Look at today. I mean, we have all these movements, you know, within the church and a lot of entertainment, but no teaching of God's word. So what happens? That lasts us for a little while emotionally. But if there's no teaching of God's word, then the danger is this, that they'll move from that, from what they're listening to, what they believe, to another thing that might be false. And then they're done.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul has been a student of God's Word for more than 40 years. He's dedicated his life to sharing its truth so that listeners like you can personally experience the Lord's hope and power. For Raul's full story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or for a free DVD, call 800-634-9165. Well, it's good to have you along today for Straight Talk with Raul Reese. He's here with us in studio with insights from the book of Jude, a brief but powerful letter we've been studying this week. Stay with us for Raul's encouragement to heed the warnings of Jude and daily read God's word so that you'll be able to discern what's true and what's false in the middle of the spiritual confusion that characterizes our times. Joining Raul in studio now, here's your host, Sean McKeon.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio. Today I'm in studio once again with Pastor Raul. Raul, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for the invitation.
Right now on the radio of Somebody Loves You, you're going through the book of Jude. And also what's being highlighted on the radio is the coming storm, when it's talking about multiple things that will be taking place in the last days. And in the book of Jude, we know that it's a small book, right? But very powerful.
Yes.
A lot of warnings on false teaching. You've taught the book of Jude probably multiple times. What's your perspective with that book?
Well, it's only one chapter long. But I did a study in the book of Jude for 2 years. And the reason I took it verse by verse is because not only he speaks about false prophets, but also it gives warning to the church. You're living right before Revelation, right after 2 Peter. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, man, he spends a long time speaking about false prophets. You go over to the end of the, way back in the Old Testament, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, every one of those prophets, they warned how there's false shepherds. Well, look at the church today.
Right.
I mean, the book of Jude could be actually preached every Sunday because of the times we're living in.
We see that theme, like you just said, throughout the Bible. Beware of false teaching, false prophets. There were those in Jeremiah's times and Ezekiel that they were saying that they were speaking in the name of God, but they were giving false hope. They weren't being led by God's Spirit, and it was bringing confusion. In the New Testament, through the epistles, through Paul's epistles, through Peter's, all these warnings, and here the book of Jude. I know that you've been doing ministry for so many years, and you too have seen false teaching that has impacted the church and the world, right?
Sharon's grandpa, it was real kind of interesting. When the Lord called him out to go to Israel, one of the guys took over the church, and he started this whole cult that totally destroyed the church. And I think that when a pastor is getting ready to retire, which I think no pastor should retire, but as they give their church up, they need to be careful who they give the church to know them scripturally, to know them theologically. Because many times when you turn a church over to someone, you know, you have that pride. And sin comes along, not only fills you with pride, but then you begin to say, well, you know, I can do my own thing. So I'm going to start something new. They can take you into deception,
right, which
it happens all the time. Jude, when he starts here, he says, but I want you to remind you, he says, though you once knew this. So he said, I'm going to say it again. He says that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their first or proper domain, but left their own abode. He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. In the Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities around them, the similar manner of to these, have been given them over to sexual immorality, a strange flesh, set forth an example, suffering and vengeance and eternal life. And then he says this, likewise, all these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak of dignitaries. So I think that Jude is pretty clear. Because in 2 Peter, it's full of what he says, doctrine, he says, and there were also false prophets among the people. Even then, he says, will be teachers or false teachers among you. Mm-hmm. So he's worried not about the present time. And then he says, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and notice, and bring to themselves destruction.
Yeah. I mean, wow. And behind it, you see that Satan has a plan. Satan always wants to discourage the work of God. We see it through the book of Acts as well. And sometimes his attacks would come from the outside. Mm-hmm. It would become at that time where the Pharisees and the scribes and everyone, but the church grew. Yes. But after time, Satan has had attacks from within, trying to bring division in the church. And sometimes it would be through these means of false teaching and false doctrine. Bringing in destructive heresies is what you just mentioned there a second ago, because it truly destroys people's lives, right, Raul?
Yes.
When people get caught up in doctrines, then they're kind of like all over the place when it comes to the truth of God's word because of the confusion that's taken place from false teaching.
It's not just a new convert. What blows me away, these are people that know the word of God, and somehow they got deceived by maybe some other doctrine that they heard. That just shows me they're really not studying God's word. That's why Calvary Chapel, we make it a definite thing that we need to study God's word, that when we speak, we know what we're speaking about. Mm. And then people can hear the truth. But think of the hundreds and thousands of people that are hearing deception. And because they're young Christians or maybe they're naive, they get polluted by this doctrine. And eventually, if they don't get woken up, like the Mormons, what happens? They get destroyed.
Right.
They go to hell.
One thing that's facing this generation more powerfully than ever is the means of media. And so when I say that, I'm talking about the internet, talking about social media. You have YouTube stuff that has so many videos of content. And with it, it's preaching the facts of different things. And sometimes the editor behind it has an objective. That objective is to bring confusion, to make them doubt the word of God if it's on a level of biblical things. And so it's so important that people are able to discern what's true and what's false, because the enemy always wants to bring in confusion.
One thing about a false prophet or false teacher, they're always asking for money. I mean, there's a distinction. Enriching themselves. I mean, taking money from little widows, from little people that are retired, emotionally moving them. And I mean, there's no conviction in their hearts. That's what blows me away. There's no conviction. But the Bible's very clear that their condemnation or their judgment will be great when Jesus comes. Or when they die and stand before God, they're going to be judged heavily.
There might be some people out there right now, Raul, that maybe they come to a place where they got caught up in false teaching. I know I've known some people who knew the Lord, walked with the Lord, was in a good church, but some, for whatever reason, veered off. And it takes a while of like the cleansing of the mind and the heart. What words of encouragement will you get them back on track when it comes to the things of God's word?
Well, first of all, I would say to them, you know, read your Bible, don't interpret your Bible. And then if you have someone you can talk to that is rooted and grounded in God's word, then you can sit down with these people and they can pray for you so that your eyes will be back in tune in the word of God and that your ears would hear the truth. Mm. And then once you hear the truth, then there's no longer deception, but you have to work at it. You have to really allow the Holy Spirit to breathe, because it's real hard for someone that's walked away from the Lord to come back because they have to cleanse their mind.
Right.
And they have to come to a place and say, well, this is wrong, but this is right. And we can do that with the word of God. We can do that with people that are right on, that really believe in Jesus being the deity. He's God.
Right.
You know, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity of God. This is what Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, the Unitarians, guys in Islam.
Right.
All these religions, Mormons, I mean, it's so sad, but also in the Protestant church, in the Catholic church. Mm-hmm. So we as teachers need to be sensitive. When people speak to us, when we're teaching on the radio, when we're teaching from the pulpit, recognizing that there are people out there that aren't all Christians. You know, somebody might be driving, turn on the station, go, man, what are these people saying? But I always pray that as people drive or they sit at home on dinner, whatever it is, that God will speak to their hearts. So when they hear, they will check out the word of God and say, well, you know what? This is true.
One thing, and this is what is Calvary Chapel movement has been known for so many years, is the teaching of God's word. You came to the Lord in 1972. Time after that, you know, the Lord was stirring in your heart to do ministry and coming under Pastor Chuck Smith, and then your own personal call of teaching. And you were pastoring and teaching throughout the 70s and the 80s all the way up to the current time. You've seen a lot of fads and fashions. Yes. When it comes to teaching. You've shared with us so often, whether it was a shepherding movement, different kind of teachings that crept into the church and brought confusion, right?
Yes. Well, look at today. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have all these movements, you know, within the church and a lot of entertainment, but no teaching of God's word. So what happens? That lasts us for a little while. Emotionally, but if there's no teaching of God's word, then the danger is this, that they'll move from that, from what they're listening to, what they believe, to another thing that might be false.
Yeah.
And then they're done.
So three questions when it comes to identifying false teaching. Did Jesus teach it?
Uh-huh.
Do we see it in the book of Acts?
Mm-hmm.
And do we see it in the epistles, right?
Yes.
Why is that so important?
Because Paul wrote in the epistles doctrine, and then in the gospels, we have Jesus beginning to teach us about preaching, teaching, and miracles and wonders. And then the book of Acts says it all, because when Jesus died and rose again, it's the movement of the Holy Spirit, and you begin to see that as the gospel being taken out, the word of God is taught, the Holy Spirit baptizes people, and then these people go out and teach doctrine.
Hmm. Because with, you know, false teaching that has come in, for the people, sometimes it's like, oh, wow, they want to go after this exciting new thing. But I remember this time you were teaching, and you've taught it multiple times, but in the book of Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit fell in the church, and there was some people from the outside, was like, are these people drunk? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And you said that, what did Peter do? You asked us a question, and you said that he gave an explanation by backing it up by the word of God.
Yeah, he stood up and said, what you're hearing, this is what it means. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that pastors need to learn, that if you're going to teach, then you need to explain. And when you explain, people can hear and believe.
Yeah, because early in the church, as God is always moving, Satan always wants to try to bring corruption. He wants to bring confusion. And that's what false teaching does. And that's why Paul warns so much about it. Another scripture you love a lot is in Acts chapter 20, when Paul is giving his farewell speech to the Ephesian elders. And he says, my heart is that when I depart, there's going to be savage wolves that are going to come in, and they're going to try to take disciples after themselves, right? They're building up their own kingdoms. They're all about themselves, all about money, and tries to rip people off.
Yeah. It hurts me, but at the same time, it makes me angry that people would have the gall to do that.
Mm.
You know, to stand there and see this little old lady or old man that barely is making it financially and to take their money, that's devilish. And these people, they don't understand that one day they'll stand before the Lord and they will be judged. Victim, too much is given, much more is required, the Bible says.
Mm.
And so as you're going, like you said, in the New Testament, when you're going through the back in the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the minor prophets, they speak about even Israel teaching false doctrines and moving in the way of the world, all these deities, these gods that they were worshiping. And then Moses or Ezekiel or one of these prophets says, you guys, why don't you return to what you've learned, the truth? Mm-hmm. And it was very hard for the prophets. They were preaching and teaching.
Yeah, because so many fads and fashions, they become popular. They see excitement somewhere else, or people are tickling their ears with some kind of teaching, and like they want to believe that, so they try to justify it. But if you can't back it up with the word of God, it's not accurate. It's not true.
That's one thing about Pastor Chuck. When the hippie days, the Lord gave him that burden for the hippies to teach them the word of God in simplicity, in their own language.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I've learned. Through that, I saw God move with the hippies. I saw God move not only with the hippies, but we begin to see movements all over the country. Because it started here with Pastor Chuck, and it just moved everywhere. But Pastor Chuck, one of the principles, one of the main things was to teach the Bible, learn the Bible, so you would not be confused or taken captive by false teachings and false doctrines.
Well, as you're going through the book of Jude right now on the radio, there's an exhortation that Jude gets earlier in the beginning of the chapter by saying, contend earnestly for the faith. What does that mean? What is he trying to say to the church?
He's trying to say real easy, stay on track.
Basic,
stay
right?
on track. That's basically what he's saying. Because we have this temptation that when we hear this guy over here say, oh man, you should have seen last night the way God moved over here. So then you find out that it was just an emotional experience. But then I ask the question, well, what did you learn? And they say, well, I learned how to worship. But remember in the Old Testament, the actual priest would lead in worship before the battle.
Right.
And then the battle would take place. And that's when the word of God comes into power, where these people were being taught the word of God. They were preparing the way to take on the enemy and to defeat the enemy.
Yeah. As you're talking about that, the simplicity that God calls us in a relationship with him, as simple as that. Worship is a very important part, preparing our hearts to receive from God. And when the word of God is taught, it changes and transforms lives. It gives us the answers to the questions of stuff that we wrestle with in our hearts. Or you need direction for your life. It comes through the teaching of God's word. And a pastor or leader who has been given that opportunity to be able to teach, they need to be humble and recognize they're just a vessel. The power is in the Lord and his message. And you say that all the time, Raul. The importance of humility, because false teachings, false prophets, a lot of times there's pride. There's arrogance, right?
Yep.
Out for themselves. And that's not the kind of teaching that we find through Paul or any of those guys that have gone before us.
In the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus says in chapter 24, verse 4, he starts out the actual teaching by saying, take heed that no one deceives you. Mm-hmm. For many, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, the Messiah, and will deceive many. You see, and then he says, and you will hear. But he starts out with false teachers, mm-hmm. deceiving people. And so Jesus, I believe that when he's teaching prophecy, because he'll use that again, that he's saying, you guys, after I share this, remember, be careful with deceivers.
Yeah, because man is so evil, can be so evil. And Jesus is saying that people have a heart to deceive. Satan wants to deceive. And we've seen it in times past. Cults that like put them all in like this whole commune and they sell everything and then they're subjected to a person.
Oh, that happened so many times in the 70s.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it, what does it do? It brings destruction.
Yes.
And it's a horrible thing. Satan will try to take advantage of our need to worship.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And he will use people. False teachers is something that we see throughout the Old and New Testament, like we've been saying.
Your lack of faith.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have
right.
what you want.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's that kind too.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right? It's
totally.
Like, oh, you know, if you were sick, if you would just pray, you know, if you had enough faith, you would be well.
Yeah, I mean, Copeland, Oral Roberts, all these people that were teaching and asking for money, they were not teaching the truth. They misrepresenting the truth, misrepresented Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so many people got fleeced by this, and many more, Jaggers, all these people.
Again, it goes back by distorting the word of God.
Yes.
Because if you would just know a little bit more, it's like Paul suffered, Paul had sicknesses, Timothy had a stomach sickness. These were men of God, and there's others that suffer. God uses our sufferings in our life sometimes for a purpose.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Paul had something that we're not sure what it was, whether it was migraine headaches or some kind of a disease that he had contacted. Whatever it was, Paul looked at it as something that kept him humble and connected to the Lord.
People say, why are you mentioning names? Well, Paul mentioned names.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he exposed people.
Yeah, demons.
And yes. And so I think that it's important for the body of Christ out there. I love the body. I love people. But I must speak the truth of Jesus Christ. What I want to say to them is I pray for you that to really be careful that you don't get deceived. And to understand that anybody that is begging for money and tries to take money from you, because the Bible says we're to what? To give, not only what? Sacrificially.
Mm-hmm.
Never because we're being forced to do that. And many times, you know, they send letters out, they send all these little things to seduce people. They put false testimonies on the radio.
Right.
Saying, well, he got saved or she got saved, and this is what's happened because of your money, because of your finances. We can't do it without you. You see,
right.
That's not right.
No. And I remember Chuck Smith saying, he was getting all those letters as well, and that philosophy Where God leads, he provides. And if he isn't providing anymore for that particular ministry, then close the doors.
Yes.
Right?
No more ministry.
And for so often, people want to use the ministry as a catapult sometimes for whatever they want to do. And that's dangerous if there's no servanthood or no humility.
I think that when you start looking at a ministry, like our ministry maybe. Well, for sure, when I used to do my crusades, we never asked for money. People, we prayed and people came up and gave us money. But when they stopped giving people, then I took another direction. I knew that God was not providing. So I did not want to put a strain on the church, on the ministry. So I went ahead and did something else that God called me to do. It's been so awesome because I have peace in my life. I am here where God wants me to be. So cool. I thank you for what he's done in the past and that God had his time. I had my time and now he has something different in my life.
One of the amazing things that Somebody Loves You Radio has been used to touch so many people's life, and it is based on that.
Yes.
The teaching of the Word of God. Our heart's desire is that you get rooted and grounded in the things of the Lord. So when these temptations or these false teachings come, you're going to be able to defend. The greatest way to discern falsehood is to know truth.
Yes, and the truth will set you free. I just pray for one thing, that people will have discernment for the body of Christ that I love. And I pray for those pastors out there or those that are asking for money, that you really stand back and remember where you started. Look where God has placed you. Too much is given, again, much more is required. And one day you will stand before the people, you will stand before God, and God is the one that will judge and will say, this is of me, but this is not of me.
Well, as we get close to wrapping up, I want to ask you a couple questions. One is, at the later part of Jude as well, Jude says, keep yourself in the love of God. Why is that so important, or what does that mean?
Because many Christians fall out of love. I mean, look what he said to the book of Revelation. Right after the chapter 2:1, what did he say? You've left your first love. You see? And leaving our first love, not lost your first love, you left it for something else. When something becomes your God, takes priority in your life, then that's your God. What I always say, you take a 7 pieces of paper, 7 days in a week, what time you get up, what time you go to bed, every half hour, every hour, every 2 hours, write down and be honest, because I'm going to pray that God will spank you if you're not honest, that you come to that place and you write down exactly what you've done. In the last 7 days, when you look at your sheets of paper, you're going to find out who you're worshiping, who your God is.
Well, now, as we do close, what words of encouragement would you give the people? As we've talked about the book of Jude a little bit, the danger of false teaching, what would you want to leave with them?
I would say, you guys, thank you for listening. And I hope that God blesses you through the book of Jude and that you continue to remember us in your prayers as we want to continue to be on radio, to continue to be teaching the word of God and to reach your children and your grandchildren with the word of God for the future. So may the Lord bless you, keep you, man. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you once again for tuning in to Somebody Loves You. Remember, go to somebodylovesyou.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms. We'd love to hear from you. God bless.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio Straight Talk with Raul Reese. If you'd like to listen to the broadcast again, we'll send you an unedited copy for a donation of any amount. The phone number to call to get that is 800-634-9165. And as you consider Raul's challenge to give God's Word a more central place in your daily life, we'd like to tell you about an eye-opening resource titled The Coming Storm. It's a collection of 6 messages that further explores the spiritual chaos and confusion that's on the rise in these end times. As you examine the biblical prophecies and see how false religious teaching will cause many to reject God's salvation, you'll discover how important it is for you as a Christian to stand firm in the power of God's Word. Now more than ever, the world needs our unwavering witness of God's truth. So arm yourself with biblical wisdom and get in touch with us to place your order for the Coming Storm audio pack. To make your purchase, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. And we'll send you Raul's 6 CD series for a gift of $21 or more. The phone number again is 800-634-9165. Our mailing address, if you'd like to order by writing, is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 917-965. For quick and easy access to scriptural insights that will get your day started right, be sure to subscribe to Rawls' free devotional emails. Signing up is easy. Just go to somebodylovesyou.com and click on Daily Devotional. And you can also catch all of Rawls' teachings via podcast, available via iTunes and Google Play. You can also stream these broadcasts through all Alexa-powered devices. And as we work to support your spiritual growth through the teaching of God's Word, we welcome your feedback. It's always a great encouragement for us to hear how the Lord is using these broadcasts in your life. And when you get in touch with us, be sure to share any prayer requests you have as well. It's our privilege to join you in lifting these needs up before the Lord. Be sure and join us next time as we return to our verse-by-verse study of Jude with guidance to help you identify and avoid false teaching that could draw you away from God's truth. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.